a stolen car. Bruce Springsteen leading us into our conversation with Sergeant Doug Decker from the Port Huron Police Department about the fact that July is Vehicle Theft Protection Month. Good morning, Doug.
Morning, Paul.
Sorry, we had a little delay there with our phones, but everything is back up and running. Glad to have you on. Let's talk a little bit about vehicle theft here in the U.S. It happens frequently, doesn't it?
Yeah, probably a lot more than most people consider, you know. So we want to give some tips on vehicle theft prevention this month, and I know we're kind of towards the end of the month. So some stats out of the National Highway and Traffic Safety Association. So, every year, over 770,000 drivers are victims of vehicle theft, and a vehicle stolen about every 41 seconds. So about every minute, less than every minute, we're having a car stolen in the U.S. About half of these thefts are due to driver error, you know, so leaving vehicles unattended, leaving keys with cars that are not attended, things like that when they park them at night. 42% of those cars are never recovered. And it's a huge cost, you know, to the citizens, to insurance companies, really to everybody. The police department's investigating. In 2017, auto theft, the cost was approximately $6 billion. So it's a lot of money that's going out, right, because of this problem. And we have some different types of vehicle thieves.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
So, yeah. So, you know, you have your professionals. They take popular models and they can sell them to the chop shops for parts, right? So they're looking for certain parts. And with that, too, you know, you get these crews, they'll come up and they'll hit the car lots. And they're very organized on not just vehicle theft, but parts. Stealing the tires off of cars, cutting catalytic converters from vehicles, removing airbags. And, you know, some cars are exported if they take the whole car. Otherwise, like I said, the parts might be sold. Cars will have the VIN, the vehicle identification number altered. We also have joyriders. You know, they just drive and dump cars. And that's really common, and especially in this area in the northern part of the U.S. in the winter months. You know, a lot of folks start their car to warm it up in the morning before work.
Or, sure.
You know, they're running in somewhere, and they don't want to shut the car off, so they leave it running outside and it's unlocked, and next thing you know, somebody's jumped in there and they've driven off. They're cold, they're walking, they maybe just take it and dump it somewhere else in town, or they just take it and drive it till they're caught or till they just get tired of it.
Yeah,
you could have a bump and rob, so maybe somebody rear ends a vehicle and, you know, drivers exit to see the damage and to make contact with the other driver, and in the meantime somebody jumps in and steals the car. And really serious, too, and very dangerous would be carjacking. So, you know, you hear of armed subjects actually approaching people when they're hung up in traffic at red lights, stop signs, heavy traffic, where they can't move and get away from that person. So, you know, very dangerous, and especially if somebody tries to resist that carjacking, right?
Yeah. I want to go back to one thing that you mentioned, Doug, about the professionals that, you know, can take a car and strip it down for parts. A lot of times people think, well, I don't drive a fancy car. It's not a sports car. It's not an expensive car. It's not a luxury car. So why would anybody want it? If you're driving just a regular average vehicle, it's very desirable for the parts because a lot of other people are driving that same vehicle.
Right. So, you know, I had a Ford Escort at one time, and if you can recall, what a popular car to have, and very common. And so obviously they get involved in accidents. Things break down. So, you know, you go, yeah, I'm not driving a Corvette or something. But that's a great point. That's a car that is out there that's always going to need parts for it. So if you steal that, you know, those are popular parts. And even here at the police department sometimes, we're going, why did somebody even want to steal this car when the person starts describing it? But, you know, it's try to get inside the mind of a criminal, and I don't know that we can when we live our normal lives.
Right.
And, we're law-abiding citizens, right? So it's hard to understand that. But yeah, you're right. All those things happen. Yeah, definitely. So let's give some prevention tips. Take the keys with you. So don't leave keys, you know, under the floor mat, Don't hide them somewhere. Close the windows so people can't access the car. Make it harder. Lock the doors when you're away from the vehicle. You know, park in well-lit areas, visible, high-traffic areas where a lot of people are going to go by your car. You know, don't park in secluded areas. You know, that's some of the problems I know up at the Fort Gratiot Trail. Quite often, you know, maybe there's not a lot of traffic or a lot of activity early in the morning, and people were parking cars in the lots, and they were getting them broke into. So somebody was probably watching, saw someone get out, know that, yeah, they're going to leave their wallet or their purse in the car, and they were breaking in and stealing items. So, you know, I'm going a little bit away from vehicle theft. And with that, don't leave valuables in your car, you know, and especially if they can be seen. You know, we talk about that a lot at Christmas. Don't leave the cars running or unattended.
Yep.
You know, that happens a bit, like I said, especially in the winter where you're warming them up. And I know, like a lot of the remote starts have a system so they can automatically shut off. But if you don't have a remote start and you just go out and start it up, go back in the house and kind of get your coffee and get ready and leave it out there, you know, there's that possibility.
Sure.
Park in the garage. If you have a garage available, you know, a lot of people don't use their garages. And unfortunately, you know, it's full of all sorts of other things.
Yeah.
But, you know, get that car in. Yeah. You know, get it out of the driveway if you can and put it in the garage where it's not seen. And that makes it more secure than out in your driveway. Avoid high crime areas when you're driving. Plan your travel routes accordingly. You know where you're going. Be aware of your surroundings and things. And keep your doors locked. You know what? A lot of people would laugh. They'd get in a car with me, and I'd hit the door locks. They're like, well, what are you doing? Well, one, in a crash, your vehicle is more secure with the doors locked. But also, if you're that person at a stop sign or a red light, you don't want somebody just walking up being able to grab the door and open it and maybe jump in or something. So keep the doors secure. Anti-theft devices. So, you know, cars now, audible and visible alarms, immobilizing devices such as the club. Not that they can't be defeated, but criminals look for an easy target, not a hard target. And, you know, and obviously you have vehicle recovery systems. Now, it's kind of after the fact, but it does help to locate vehicles and recover them. So if you have that system in your car, right? And also what's important, if this happens, is you need to report things and rapidly. So the longer the time goes by, the harder it is for us to, you know, solve this issue and recover the vehicle. So reporting procedures, call police immediately in your jurisdiction, wherever it occurred at. And some good things to know that help with the police report. Know your license plate number, the year, make, and model of the vehicle, and the color of the vehicle. Sometimes, you know, we don't know our license plate, maybe, and especially maybe we own a couple cars in our family. Keep a copy of your insurance and your registration somewhere safe that you can give that information to the police. And the nice thing with that, registration also has the vehicle identification number. You know, we want to know about insurance carriers and stuff, that kind of information for the report. Share identifying marks, dents, and stickers. You know, and again, here we were talking about why would someone steal this car. You know, let us know. You know, the rear quarter panel's got a big dent. I have all these stickers in the back window. Things like that, or something maybe you've added that's unique, the rims. Call your insurance company. You're going to need to call them for a claim. So let them know right away, too, and give them the report number that you got from the police, right? So that's all stuff that aids in, if the car's not recovered, your insurance claim. So all important information. And I would recommend to people, make a suggestion, if you see your vehicle, call the police immediately,
yeah,
so they can try to recover it. I don't like the idea of people trying to recover their own vehicle because of that opportunity or the chance of some type of violence being used against them or an assault when they're trying to recover it. Or, you know, I've heard of people, you know, they see their car, which takes off when they try to approach, and now they're in their private vehicle, you know, and they're chasing after it. It can be dangerous for everybody, yeah, you know, and and if it's recovered, you know, call your insurance company. They need to know that, too. So, but, you know, call us. Like I said, that should be your first step. If you can keep an eye on the vehicle safely or let us know a direction of travel, let us know that, okay?
All right. Great advice. And we got it in under the wire because it's still July, Vehicle Theft Prevention Month. Good stuff, Doug. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.